Hello, and I'm here with Carol, president of the Polderse Biervrienden in Zandvliet. And Carol, you made a beer, two beers actually.
Yeah, well, there's a sad reason why we built the beer, because one of our members of the board, he died this summer, and we felt we had to do something. So we went and sat together, and actually the most liked beer of Jerre was the Imperial Stout. So we decided to brew a massive Imperial Stout, really honoring him. And because of the, in his remembrance card it was dealt out at the funeral, there was Live Hops, I Love Hops, and Live the Dream, the logo, the slogan of BrewDog. BrewDog has the paradox, and BrewDog is also very kind to post all the recipes online. So I went and searched for the DIY dog, and I found the 2018 recipe for the paradox. I took that and went on with it. Actually followed the recipe to the letter, and we brewed it. They advised us to do a party guile. So first we brewed two batches of the Jerre Paradox of Life, which is a very massive thick stout. We added loads of maple syrup to it. So we got an original extract of 35 Plato, which is massive and actually a bit of foolish, but we went on with it. And after the two brewing sessions, we had a lot of mash. I spent grains left. And from the Spain grain, we had another brew. We added water to it, soaked it again. And out came another 10 Platos of extra wort. First, so we entered the Jerre. We made it stout, started fermentation with the yeast, the American ale yeast that is suggested. After 2 days of fermentation, we added about 6 liters of maple syrup to it, which gave another kick to the brew. Added a lot of fresh yeast, so I would, because 35 Platos is a lot to cope with, even for a good yeast. But we pitched in more yeast, it came all through, it went very good. Fermenter went down to 12 Plato of rest extract, which is quite nice for this kind of beer. There's no fermentable sugars left. And we let that settle. Then back to the paradox and life. Life and the paradox of Jerre is the party guile. So from the spent grain, we had the 10 Platos of wort.
Yeah.
We let it cool down that night and added some kefir yogurt, which I make myself. For my breakfast, I have kefir yogurt every morning, which is a natural sour fermenting process. Everything is fermentable. That's nice. We added that fresh kefir yogurt to it and let it set through the night, which soured the mash, soured the wort in the kettle. In the morning, we came back to it. It was nice and sour. And then we started cooking, boiling it, added some 12 jars of cherries to the 30 liters of wort we had. So we got loads of cherry flavor in it with the sourness. We added also another kilo of lactose to it. A kilo of lactose. Right. Yeah, so it was supposed to be all massive and overdone. Especially the life is just completely over the top. With everything going on in it, then we started boiling. We started to boil and added hops like it would be in a black IPA.
Yes, yes.
So lots of citrus and exotic fruit hops. Very much more, not too bitter, but a lot of late hops. Also because the New England vibe, which is going on now, and all those geeks loving that, loads of fruitiness and the cloudiness. We added another thing, which is oatmeal, just raw oatmeal. Another couple of grams of that, a good handful, which made it really, makes it really cloudy, gives that other extra punch of the, adding more hops to the end. We came to a beer out of wort. It was quite exciting for us, and we did not know where it would end, but we knew we had something going. I added a saison yeast strain to make it a farmhouse ale, and a West Coast yeast strain to stick to the IPA plan. Both those yeasts went on at the same time. With the West Coast is quite clean and giving us not too much, but the saison keeps working till all the lost sugar, which is fermentable, search it out, eats it, and makes it good. So in the end, we only had the lactose, which is not fermentable, to give it some body. We had loads of just regular sugar from the jars of cherries, which makes it a medium-bodied beer. But from the 10 Plato's we had from the wort, we added another 11 Plato's to it from the cherries and the sugar water. So we came to a 21 Plato's, fermented that out, started that out. And then just 4 days before bottling, I did another massive amount of Galena hops in it, so it would have that dry hop finish. It came out quite good. When we were bottling this beer, we were amazed. Not only by Jere, which we knew was going to be massive, and it was awesome, but the Paradox also came out. High Life came also quite well. After re-fermenting in the bottle, this week I couldn't hold myself anymore. I opened a bottle of each, and I was very glad that Jere, which has 17 to 18% of alcohol, it is not that easy to get carbonation from re-fermenting in the bottle in it. Mm-hmm. But I managed to get some carbonation in it. I did not add too much sugar, because you also have the risk, if there is some unfermented sugars left from the main fermentation and your bottling yeast finds it, mm-hmm. you might have exploding bottles. In this type of beer, I don't think it should be that carbonized. I don't like over-carbonized beer, so I only had 6 grams of sugar for the re-fermentation. I think they're all gone. Release is now very dry, well, dry in the way that an Imperial Stout of 17.5% can be dry. Beer, the wood chips, I did not speak about the wood chips yet. The wood chips, that they're starting to be rough now, but in a half a year or something, like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be smoother. To tell you more about the wood chips, we had it started out with an Imperial Stout. Mm-hmm. But Jere, his go-to bourbon, didn't like Scotch that much. It was more of a bourbon man. And his go-to bourbon would always be Four Roses. So we took some heavy toast French oak chips, soaked them in Four Roses bourbon for a month. So just filled up a jar with wood chips and then topped it up with Four Roses bourbon. Let those soak.
For how long?
For a month. So after that month, only 3 deciliters of the liter of bourbon that went into the wood chips came out. The rest was in the chips. So I knew they were sterilized and they were good. We had took apart some of the beer and added that to a small fermenter to soak and to leave the flavors in the beer. So afterwards, if it would be over the top, we could still blend out or leave out some part of the oak aged beer. When we started bottling, we had a taste that we had a taste before that also, and we noticed that actually it was perfect. It could be all, we just threw everything together into the, we had fun bottling it. We ended up with really nice beer. We made some small bottle, like 66 liter bombers, which we are having tonight, and they're already good. Mm-hmm. In a year, we will have a new New Year's reception. Then we will celebrate the life of Jere again, and then the beer is going to be better. When the small bottles are gone, we also have some magnums left, which are known to age longer and better than smaller bottles. Mm-hmm. So I think we will have another 8 years or something of fun celebrating the life of Jere. I think it's quite a salute to a friend we miss and should have been here. This beer should not exist, but it is here, and we're going to enjoy it to the fullest.
All right. Great. Cheers.